Federal Briefs, written by Sean McFarland, and read by an automated voice. DOE announces $175 million to modernize coal plants. DOE announced $175 million in funding for projects to modernize, retrofit, and extend the life of coal-fired power plants. The projects will update plants belonging to Appalachian Power, Buckeye Power, Duke Energy Carolinas, Kentucky Utilities, Monongahela Power, and Ohio Valley Electric Corporation. More, DOE. New Mexico demands DOE fix for federal nuclear waste management. The New Mexico Environment Department, ORND, released a series of regulatory enforcement actions and demanded the U.S. Department of Energy expedite the cleanup of legacy nuclear and hazardous waste at the Los Alamos National Laboratory. The state will also fine the department up to $16 million for violating groundwater safety standards. The regulators' concerns date back decades, when Los Alamos buried nuclear and hazardous waste in unlined landfills, septic tanks, and firing sites. DOE estimates roughly 500,000 cubic meters of legacy waste remains. The continued presence of a large volume of unremedied hazards and radioactive waste demonstrates a long-standing lack of urgency by the U.S. Department of Energy and elevates the risk of waste storage failures, ORND wrote. More high country news. Federal lab lays off more workers. The National Laboratory of the Rockies, formerly known as the National Renewable Energy Lab, laid off 134 workers, according to lab spokesperson David Glickson. The layoffs affected both research and operations workers. The lab had another layoff in May 2025 that affected 114 workers. These actions were taken to adjust to existing and projected funding levels in alignment with DOE priorities, Glickson said. More, Colorado politics.